We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat this morning. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our brother in Christ, Mr. Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good. It's a blustery, cold, windy day out, but it's Friday.
Yeah, I had to stop and get some gas in my van this morning.
It's a little chilly with that wind.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was beautiful yesterday.
I know. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can put it in the comments, or you can send it in a private message. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning out of Corn, Oklahoma. They are a company that cares. Remember to like, share, and comment so that we know you're tuned in. I think I covered it all.
Okay.
Would you pray to start us out?
Sure, I will. Dear Lord, thank you for all you have given us, given this day to live for you. We ask that you would be with those who need your help today. Help us to be the hands and feet for you, to place a kind word and or a deed for those who need help. Be with the listeners today. We ask that you use this program to further your kingdom and just uplift the people who are listening. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I didn't even get your title this morning.
I don't have a title. I never have a title.
Well, it's always fun Friday when you're here.
Mm-hmm. You guys come up with your own. Okay. Yeah. Since it was Valentine's Day, we're going to go over the book of Song of Songs, Song of Solomon. So, people don't preach over this, but it is, I guess there's two interpretations for that book. One is about God's love for his people, but after you read it, it's hard to understand it that way. But it's more generally thought of as poems between a man and a woman, a lover and a beloved. So we're going to go over that, and I am going to start off with and have some kind of love songs type. So I'm going to start off with one of my dad's favorite singers was a guy from Lubbock, Texas. And he was not a country singer. So this is Ray Vaughn.
Oh, hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Ray Vaughn, it's a crazy feeling and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love. Feeling and I know it's got me reeling when you
fame, died an early death, had a lot of great songs. My dad was a big fan. I'm going to go ahead and read from chapter 1, the Song of Songs. Solomon's Song of Songs. Beloved, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like the perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. We rejoice and delight in you, and we will praise your love more than wine. How right they are to adore you. Dark I am. And a lot of this is back and forth between two people. How right they are to adore you. This is the response. Dark am I, yet lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem. Dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? If you do not know, most beautiful women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds. I liken you, my darling, to a mare harnessed to one of the chariots of Pharaoh. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make your earrings of gold studded with silver. While the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My lover is to me a sachet of myrrh resting between my breasts. My lover to me is a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En Gedi. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. How handsome you are, my lover. Oh, how charming. And our bed is verdant. The beams of our houses are cedars, and our rafters are firs. So I guess I could read the kind of caption. So they're going back and forth talking to each other. And so that's why I find it a little hard to believe this is supposed to be symbolic of God's love to his people. Because it talks a lot about physical attributes and things like that. So I just imagine it's being between two people. So I'm going to go ahead and play another song here. And this was a hit song back in the 50s, coming out of the blues, heading into the rock era, by a guy called Little Walter. It's called My Babe.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe. There ain't no cooling, my baby.
Okay, that was My Babe by Little Walters. I'm going to go ahead and continue. This is Song of Songs. I'm going to start with Chapter 3. All night long on my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city. Through its streets and squares, I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him but did not find him. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I brought him to my mother's house. To the room of the one who conceived me, daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Who is this coming up from the desert like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it is Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, each with his sword at his side, prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage. He made it of wood from Lebanon, its posts he made of silver, its base of gold. Its seat was upholstered with purple, its interior lovingly inlaid by the daughters of Jerusalem. Come out, you daughters of Zion, and look at King Solomon wearing the crown, with the crown with which his mother crowned him at the day of his wedding, the day his heart rejoiced. Okay, so this is chapter 4 would be the response from the man coming back. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with elegance. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your two breasts are like two fawns, like the twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies, until the day breaks and the shadows flee. I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of incense. All beautiful you are, my darling, and there is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Lama and from the top of Sinir, the summit of Hermon, from the lion's dens and the mountain haunts of the leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. Pretty intense love poem, I would say. So this is a love classic, an old Etta James tune. Most of you will probably remember it. So here we go.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night, and I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming, oh yeah, and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. Oh, I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way in my arms. Need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold. Love for all my life to have and to hold. Oh, I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want a Monday, Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or nothing but Sunday. Oh yeah, yeah. I want a Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday Kind of Love by Etta James. I want to read this one passage again, and then I want to listen to another Etta James song because it goes along. So I have this underlined, and I want to read it again. So it's from chapter 4, and this is the guy talking to the gal, or talking about the gal. And this is chapter 4, verse 9. And I just find it, I think it's one of the great pieces of poetry. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. Okay, this is another classic. And I think it goes right along with this passage.
Heaven. Whoa.
Okay, that was Etta James, At Last, one of her big hit songs. And do we want to keep going? I'll keep going. Okay, so this is Chapter 4, Song of Songs. So this is the woman in reply to kind of what we just said. Awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden that its fragrance may spread abroad. Let my lover come into his garden and taste its choice fruits. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. And this is him answering back in chapter 5. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and milk. Eat, O friends, and drink. Drink your fill, O lovers. This is the woman answering back. I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my lover is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. My head is drenched with dew, my hair with the dampness of the night. I have taken off my robe. Must I put it on again? I have washed my feet. Must I soil them again? My lover thrust his hand through the latch opening. My heart began to pound for him. I arose to open for my lover, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with flowing myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened for my lover, but my lover had left. He was gone. My heart sank at his departure. I looked for him, but did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. They beat me. They bruised me. They took away my cloak, those watchmen of the walls. O daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, if you find my lover, what will you tell him? Tell him I am faint with love. This is another love song, and this was one of the original hit songs of the Beatles, a little more catchier tune, but kind of gets the point across. Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love, love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love. Can't buy me.
Okay, that was the Beatles. They had a lot of love songs. That was one of their first ones. It was a big hit for them, and so kind of fits in with the theme today. So anyway, I'll continue on. So this is a little bit like the Book of Job. The Book of Job, you know, Job has this conversation with his friends going back and forth, and then God gets in at the end and says, who do you think you are? But this Song of Songs, it's between a lover and a lover two lovers, and basically, and every once in a while the friend comes in and throws in the rhetorical question. So on chapter 5, verse 8, it's the friends talking for two verses, or one verse, chapter, or verse 9. How is your beloved better than others, most beautiful of women? How is your beloved better than others that you charge us so? And then this is the woman answering back. Verse 10, my lover is radiant and ruddy, outstanding among 10,000. His head is pure as gold. His hair is wavy and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by the water streams, washed in milk, mounted like jewels. His cheeks are like beds of spice, yielding perfume. His lips are like lilies, dripping with myrrh. His arms are rods of gold set with chrysolite. His body is like polished ivory, decorated with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, set on bases of pure gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as its cedars. His mouth is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovely. This is my lover. This is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And in chapter 6, again, we have another verse where the friends are asking a question. Where has your lover gone, most beautiful of women? Which way did your lover turn, that we may look for him with you? And this is the answer back. My lover is gone down to his garden, to the bed of spices, to the brows in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my lover's, and my lover is mine, and he browses among the lilies. Now this is the man coming back. You are beautiful, my darling, as Tisra, lovely as Jerusalem, majestic as troops with banners. Turn your eyes from me. They overwhelm me. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep coming with the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of pomegranates. 60 queens there may be, and 80 concubines, and virgins beyond number. But my dove, my perfect one, is unique. The only daughter of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her, the maiden saw her and called her blessed. The queens and concubines praised her. Okay. So, we want to listen to another song, and then we'll do a prayer request. Okay. So this is a, let's see if I can get this, another Etta James song. She sings a lot of good love songs. So this is a little more upbeat. It's called Something's Got a Hold on Me. And so here we go.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Yeah, I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no.
Yeah,
and I just wanna tell you right now that
ooh,
I believe, I really do believe that
something's got a hold on me. Yeah.
Oh!
Okay, that was Etta James. Something's got a hold on me. I think we got some prayer requests now.